This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Civilian oversight can work the way it's intended. Tom Maloney didn't get a police report, but someone did listen to his case. It may not sound like much, but it's actually a vital service of civilian oversight boards, helping restore public trust in law enforcement. Over the past decade, there have been more than 87 officer-involved shootings in Oakland, 39 of them fatal. When one of those shootings happens, OPD's Internal Affairs Division automatically investigates. But these investigations have been widely criticized. In 2006, the federal monitor overseeing the department's reforms found that Internal Affairs officers regularly fail to consider alternative reports. They don't follow up on leads and show bias in their reviews. An October 2012 report found that, quote, in most cases, the investigator appears predisposed to the position that the shooting is justified and then subtly or overtly sets out to prove that premise. Lingering questions about the credibility of Internal Affairs have motivated community advocates in Oakland to push to strengthen the Citizens Police Review Board. They say a board with real authority could make sure the department is doing its job. In 2011, Oakland City Council approved a measure that would give the CPRB first look at all police complaints and 8 more investigators to handle those. The change would also free up officers currently handling complaints to go back out on the streets. The official name for this process is civilianization. The reform was supposed to occur by January 1st of this year, but it's been delayed. Reporter Charlie Mintz explores why.
Rashida Grenage is sitting in her street front office on Foothill Boulevard in East Oakland, looking at a pile of documents. It's early April, and she's preparing for a city council meeting in just a few days. Her glasses are on, her face is serious. She's frustrated.
This police department continues to do things that are wrong because they don't have a price to pay. In order to start addressing what's wrong, we need a paper trail. Otherwise, we just have a lot of unhappy people in Oakland and nothing changes in the department.
Grenage works for an organization called Pueblo, People United for a Better Life in Oakland. She spent 2 decades fighting for more civilian oversight of OPD.
We got involved with public safety in Oakland in the mid-90s. And we did so because it was brought up as a concern of the folks that we represent, which are largely people of color, people who are low income, young people. They raised police abuse as one of the most significant problems facing them in Oakland.
Oakland's relationship to its police is still uneasy. In 2005, a Pueblo survey found that just 1 in 10 city residents filed a complaint after a negative interaction with an officer. Grenage says that's because people don't trust the police to properly investigate those complaints. Pueblo has campaigned to change that perception, and thanks in part to their efforts, the Citizens Police Review Board, or the CPRB, now has independent investigators and the power to subpoena officers. But it still handles fewer than 100 cases a year. That's just a fraction of what Internal Affairs gets. Grenage says that's been slow to change.
After this many mayors and this many city administrators and this many police chiefs, you get the idea that this department is a law unto itself.
Still, the city council voted for reform more than a year ago. Grenage is headed to the council meeting to find out why it hasn't happened yet.
All right, do we have a motion to accept the closed session report out? Moved by Councilmember Kaplan, second by Gallo, and by consensus.
By 9 p.m. on April 16th, the Oakland City Council has concluded most of its agenda items. The studious children have been congratulated. The medical cannabis emergency has been declared. By the time the clerk announces agenda item 12 about the CPRB, more than half the seats are empty. Rashida Grenage is still there, though, in the middle row, flanked by Pueblo supporters.
Receive a report and possible action on the status of the transfer of the Internal Affairs complaint intake function from the OPD to the City Administrator's Office, the funding for which was approved by the City Council as part of fiscal year 2011 through 13 budget.
In a minute, Oakland City Administrator Deanna Santana will update the Council on the status of the transition to civilian oversight. As the highest-ranking official in Oakland, and at nearly $300,000 a year, the highest paid, Santana's job is quite simply to run the city. What the council votes for, she's supposed to make happen. So, ultimately, civilianization is her responsibility.
If you look at page 6 of the report, it pretty much summarizes where we're at with respect to implementing these two reorganization efforts.
Over the next 10 minutes, she runs through a list of roadblocks her office is facing. First, there are objections from the police union. They say they have the right to bargain over more oversight, just as they would salaries or benefits. Then there's the requirement to comply with the 57 police reforms mandated in the wake of the Riders case. That was a police scandal that got OPD a court order to reform or face federal takeover.
And the last is that the compliance director, through the federal court order, has the authority to direct specific actions by the city or OPD to attain or improve compliance levels or remedy compliance errors regarding all portions of the
compliance director was hired to help enact those reforms. His name is Thomas Frazier, and he now has final say over everything that happens in the department. Santana says that's another hurdle. She tells the council that Oakland can't do anything to change civilian oversight until he gives the okay.
It's important for him before he will consider approving these items.
Watching from her seat, Rashida Grenache purses her lips and shakes her head. When Santana finishes, she stands up.
Madam Mayor, you made a commitment to us.
Grenache basically says that the obstacles Santana's listed aren't really obstacles. She says federal overseers have no problem with civilianization. And when I speak with one of the attorneys involved in the Riders case later, he confirms this. Grenache also disputes that the Police Officers Association gets to have a say.
This is not bargainable. This is nobody's being laid off. Nobody's losing salary.
Grenache's big point is this, that as city administrator, it's Santana's job to supervise the police. And she hasn't done that.
It is your responsibility to make sure that this department is in compliance. Council, please do your job. Please direct staff to get this done by date certain and show evidence, if any exists, as to why that cannot be the case. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
After Grenache speaks, the council members all voice their support. They want what they voted for to happen. The meeting ends with a resolution to reset the deadline for October 15th. As I left, though, I still had questions. First, I called David Downing, the head of OPD's Internal Affairs Division. He says the police union agrees with civilianizing the complaint process, in principle.
Do we want it to occur? Yeah. Do we want it rapidly? No, I'd rather have it correctly.
Downing says there are still a lot of details to work out, and the police union does want to bargain them. For example, where will the CPRB be housed? How will its investigators be trained?
I'm going to be honest. We're just getting rolling on this.
Hi. Hello. Come on in.
Hi,
Deanna.
Dana. How are you?
You are?
I'm Charlie.
There was one more person left to ask about all this. Deanna Santana agreed to meet me in her office on the third floor of City Hall.
There's a lot of work to do. There has already been an incredible amount of work completed. We're certainly going to do everything that we can do to make it happen.
Once we start talking, Santana restates what she thinks are the two biggest obstacles to increasing civilian oversight. One, approval from the police union, and two, approval from the compliance director.
The compliance director has not yet formally approved, and I still need to understand how he will issue formal approvals, whether they'll be in writing or just over the phone more informally. The suggestion was that more meetings needed to occur.
Remember, the city administrator's critics say these are all stalling tactics, and Santana has interfered with police reform before. In 2012, she tried to redact a report that criticized OPD's response to the Occupy protests. It was a response written by none other than the compliance director himself. But Santana is adamant that she's not interfering with these reforms. She says her department is doing all it can under tough circumstances.
This is a very hardworking organization. It's an organization that is at its lowest staffing levels. They're highly committed, but they're also highly burdened with a heavy workload. This is not for lack of trying.
Oakland's problems with its police go back decades. And so far, no mayor or city administrator or outside monitor has been able to solve them. Officials are hopeful that this year will be different, and reforming the police complaint process is a promising start. but it's also a window into the challenges that lie ahead. In Oakland, I'm Charlie Mintz for CrossCurrents.